The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I like that.
Isn't that good? Oh. That's real good.
Oh, what the hell?
All right, this is not a competition.
He unplugged himself. You got to give him a minute.
I'm telling you, he's wrapped in cords.
Really? Like, you don't need a 10-foot cord for headphones. How about, can we get a wireless setup? It's 2023.
It's four. Almost five. I've asked that. Apparently, with the different frequencies that we're on in here.
It causes feedback.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, get some that, like, I don't know. I don't know why that is. But I also don't want a gamer headset either, like, or whatever. The ones where we did the football games.
I don't want anything battery operated.
I don't want a microphone. Yes, you do, too. I've heard otherwise. I talked to Melissa from Adam and Eve.
Well, she's got your list ready to go.
I'm talking about with the arm coming out of the headphones.
I'm just talking about batteries around here that aren't recharged. And if it goes dead, you have no way of getting.
Yeah, she's kind of like those cars people buy.
Uh-huh. She was going to give you a gift from my line of, look, I got ice cream sandwiches and I got dildos.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I got going on.
Yep.
You can have a fat boy of each. One you could eat, one, well, I guess you could eat both. But, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
About, one will melt. Talking.
One will melt.
One will melt in your mouth, not in your hand. The other one won't do neither.
One tastes like ice cream. The other one,
different. It's frozen.
I can't wait to see her then.
This is a new, this may be a one-off. We'll see how it goes. But I was, man, I got some good clips too. And he's like, man, let's we'll do it like a, not yo mama jokes, but like a presentation, like a weekend, like the person said earlier, like a weekend update thing. Two people presenting.
Who's going first?
Well, funny you should ask, because I took it upon myself to go first.
Good.
Oh.
Okay, there's a TV show, I think, in Germany. And the sole purpose of the show is to get people with distinct, weird laughs and to make them laugh. Now, what happens is one person laughs, and then the other person with a weird laugh gets going, and they're just weird laughing on top of each other.
They get chuckling at each other.
Yep. Here's a small sample of that right now.
Ja, Nati. Nachschaus, ja. Ja.
Put on it.
That sounds like a,
it's like Revenge of the Nerds.
That sounds like a bird or something, like an ostrich.
The guy that laughs, he's a real skinny dude, and like his whole body gets into it as soon as he's on a delay. He has to.
I was gonna say, is that like some kind of tick or something? You know what I mean?
It's like a zoo.
Like you can't fully laugh.
My gosh.
A little bit like Eddie Murphy's, you know, how that laugh.
God.
Man, that was the fastest to laugh I've ever, like, and the continual growing of the volume. That was cool. Good.
I'm going to have to check in on them later.
Clearly not a competition. I'm giving you credit now.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
That's a good way to start. Now I know why you wanted to choose the order you did, because mine right here is in the year 2002, this host and the audience laughed right along. It was 2002. While wearing a New York Mets jersey, this guy was interviewed on the Conan show.
Okay, now we need alcohols.
Right,
alcohols.
Right, not just one alcohol.
Alcohols.
Right, just Florals. Different blend. You need blends. The ladies. You need the booze.
You need some water.
For watering plants?
No. I don't know if guys have noticed this. Like a lot of ladies. Drink water at parties. They just, you know, so you have, if you don't have what they need, they're going to leave.
Right.
Got to keep them there.
Right.
You need locks on the doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is sounding kind of dangerous now.
It's a little kinky, but
yeah.
Broccoli, but just check it out. You need a lot of heat. A lot of heat. Yeah.
Heat. You mean that physically the place has to be hot?
You don't have no air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
No.
Why is that?
Heat affects the alcohol, and it also affects, like, you know, everybody gets a little bit more comfortable and loose. Builds up a nice little sweat.
That just sounds disgusting. What are you talking
about? What the hell?
Puff Daddy on the Conan Show, the year 2002.
That's a creepy thing.
Talking about what
locks
is now known
as water.
The freak-off parties.
Dude, he was talking about that on other shows that, like, really? Like, nobody's going to question it?
The largest laugh was the locks on the door so they can't leave. 2002 America was like,
trap them in.
Of course, I mean, look, we all, I mean, I wasn't hearing that, but, you know, it was like, yeah, man, them biggie parties, is whatever. Yeah.
Is all that evidence, I wonder, like, the past interviews or, I mean, we know it is by court public opinion, but.
I mean, so they could say in that regard, that's them storytelling. That's them, like when they talk, the one rapper that got all his stuff seized, they're like, where's all this money you had in the videos? And he's like, that's when he's like, those were, you know, that was fake money. Not counterfeit, but just, you know, that was prop money.
It's like how some guys wear CZ. They don't wear diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, they Why fake not? It on purpose.
What's that stand for?
Cubic zirconia.
Oh, yeah.
Fake.
Yeah, CZ.
Over to you, fat boy.
You know what? Let's. I only played you a portion of the laugh show.
No way.
I need more.
Yeah. Well, you about to get more because this other laugh might take the cake.
Okay.
Let's check in with our laugh people.
Does it take the cake or top the cake?
It's going to do both.
Comment below.
There it is.
Sounds like a farm.
Oh my God.
That's the whole point of the show.
You laugh in Morse code style.
Just sit around like,
it sounds like a chicken.
God.
Oh, God.
That's going to be hard to talk.
I know. We've got two different styles here of stuff.
Okay, man.
Oh my God.
I'm dying.
Well,
bring it.
Can't even do it.
It's your turn.
That's better than the Big Brown's fake audience laugh that he uses.
He's got the sounder.
back to you.
So back to me. Well, I'll use this transition on that. Words change the meaning over time. Like, remember at the end of Flintstones, we'll have a gay old time. Words, back then it meant happy. Well,
that's why I watched it.
Back in the 1970s, there was a appetite suppressant candy made in America. It was chocolate, and it was a literal candy that was supposed to suppress your appetite, and it was doing really well in the 1970s and the early 80s until there was a problem with the name of the candy.
Candy, and I'm not gaining weight. I'm losing weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. The AIDS diet plan really works.
Wow. AIDS candy contains a safe and effective appetite suppressant when used as directed. Helps curb your appetite so you can lose weight. And AIDS candy has no stimulant that can make you nervous.
The plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Delicious chocolate flavor. And I love being a size 10.
I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds.
The AIDS diet plan helped me lose 28 pounds.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight, yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS helped me to lose 18 pounds, and it doesn't contain anything to make me nervous.
Question, why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
God.
Oh my God.
Dude, when
it was spelled AYDS, but it was pronounced AIDS.
Yeah, that's completely different if you ask someone, hey, do you have AIDS?
For some reason, God. Flourishing until the early
1980s. Yeah, oh like, my God. What do they think when they think of the acronym? They're like, oh my God, that's going to kill our suppressant.
Well, it was just, yeah. I mean, it was what it was called. And they're like, oh, we cannot. I mean, it was around like in the 40s, real small regionally, I think in Chicago. But then it started flourishing in the 70s when people started getting more into exercise and stuff. And then next thing you know, here comes real AIDS.
I'd never heard of it.
Well, there's a reason why now. You know why? Because it had the same name as a really bad disease.
Oh, Jesus.
She said it helped me lose 10 pounds.
I lost 26 pounds with AIDS.
Well, then I need two boxes. Oh,
I need to eat four AIDS. AIDS now. I need to eat four AIDS before dinner.
Oh, man. We
have but one each more.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle much more.
Hasn't it been fun? Like, yes. We both have, like...
That last laugh.
There's Morse code coming in.
It's a chicken and a moose at a party. That's what happens.
These are really good. This this family's sitting around the table playing, you know, Cards Against Humanity.
Here comes Grandma.
Grandma pulls a card. Now, I'm going to bleep out what she says. If you don't catch it, I'm going to describe it to you in emojis.
Okay.
That you should easily catch.
Okay.
But she wasn't going to say it, and they're like, nope. You're going to say what's on that card,
Granny. Oh, Nana.
Most likely.
No, don't read it. No. Don't read it. Let her read it. Let her read it. I don't care if we're here till 3 in the f***ing morning. Let her read it. Let her
Most
read it.
Most likely to want a finger in their a- when they're about to if you wouldn't be kidding.
Do you think you
know?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you for somehow didn't catch it or couldn't figure it out, we're talking about.
I'm worried about you if you have it.
Finger emoji, peach emoji, the black hole emoji, water squirt emoji. You put them all together. That's why Grandma didn't want to say what was on the card.
No, she didn't.
She couldn't get through it.
But then they were like, you have to.
Oh, I know that the whole family God. Made her do it.
It's weird. Like, I didn't think like that type of stuff existed back then. Like, I thought that was more of a late 90s.
That's so sweet.
All right.
I'm dying.
Well, dang it. Okay, you take something really dirty and vile to something I think is...
Sweet nurses.
Next time, we got to get on some kind of page with this as far as like...
Back to you, Matt.
Well, I'll tell you in this way that... you know, when kids are younger, it's not an impediment or a lisp or anything, but they say words different. Like, sometimes I kind of turn really quick and my grandson says trucks.
Uh-huh. I see.
So here's a dad on Halloween night. His daughter, who looks to be 2 to 3 years old, is wearing a black pointed hat. She's wearing a black dress, and she's going trick-or-treating. What is she dressed as?
What are you?
A witch.
Oh, yeah? Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
A bad witch.
I love her.
Hang on.
That's my favorite.
It's not good against what he just played, though.
That was cute.
It's too lighthearted yet.
She's adorable.
This ain't good for the kid. You remember, I can't even reference what the kid said, but it was a very famous clip of a misheard whatever the kid was saying. And... It went viral as hell. And it's going to stick with that kid for a long time.
Oh, man, I don't remember
so
which
cute.
One.
I'm going to have to write it down
There's been
you.
So many.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Was it Chuck Woolery on that episode of Love Connection?
No, that was that might have to make its way into the next BDA.
I don't know that it can. I don't know that it can.
Wow. Jason Kelsey played that on his BDA.
Right. One more time. It's just sweet, though. The sweet
that
girl.
Is so cute.
It's the innocence. But yes,
she's adorable.
She is a sweet little thing. She's dressed as, I would say, Glinda. Not a bad one. But according to her, though, she is.
What are you?
A witch.
Oh, yeah? Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
A bad witch.
Like, she said that like Megan Thee Stallion at the end.
Yeah, and they're going to keep saying, say it again, say it again.
I'm bad bitch.
Say it in front of your buddies.
If you find a good soundbite, or I prefer if you get some of these at, you know, you and your friends, whatever. You play Cards Against Humanity with your grandma, whatever it is. You know, I wish mine was around to still play. So if your grandmother is around, play Cards with Humanity before the Lord takes her home.
Do it. You got to.
It may when you, we don't pay for these, but maybe we'll come up with a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, some merch, something cool.
Some kind of thing Maple. If we feature your audio.
How about if you got a clip, you can just walk in here and play it. You can press the button.
Right. Just walk right in.
Yep.
You know, it's actually harder to get into here than it is.
They used to be.
I mean, it's quite difficult, in fact, to get. I'm not saying that I'm asking anybody to come test.
Yeah, I'm not challenging
you. I'm just saying, like, four different. You remember those movies, like, where you see people taking in an inmate to, like, solitary confinement, and they're boom, either going through the different areas. I feel like that coming to work. I'm like, God dang it! I feel like we're in like the back of the vault right here.
Some kind of lockdown.
Yeah.
Can I give you the laugh again before we leave?
Oh yeah, I love it. Like he's calling a soccer match. God, so good. And that's just a show about laughing. That's so good.
That's all it is.
God, it's so good.
This is why the internet exists.
That is the best damn audio. We'll come back. We can get into more calls if you so choose. 1-800-774-0093. Again, we can talk about the election. I'm happy with the results personally, but I think that it's a victory lap with grace and with respect. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't no need to. You celebrate the victory if who you voted for won, but don't turn it into a reason to make somebody else's day suck.
So you got the 24-hour rule like they got in sports.
Well, I mean, you can share your memes and stuff, but like, you know, I'm basically saying this for myself over and over again, like, don't gloat today.
Don't do it.
I can't help it though, Paige. I'm really excited.
Be the better person.
The golden age of America. Who's not excited about that? Let me hear it, fellow Americans.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys.
I've been laughing too much.
What year was this song out? I was about to say, like, I feel like this was like a club song, but was this during the pacifier age?
I don't remember. And the original song is an acoustic song.
That guy's dead now, right?
No, he's still with us. Oh. Avicii's dead, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Posner's still alive, but yeah, the song is acoustic, and that's when it became a hit, when somebody remixed it.
Like Diplo does.
Yeah.
Diplo and Mark. I always want to call him Mark Ransom. Mark Ronson. He was the guy who'd win all the Grammys and stuff, but he never, like, sang on any of the songs.
That's a funny Sturgill clip I heard once. They asked him, are you going to show your kids how to play guitar or whatever, and he said, I'm gonna send them to Diplo's house so he makes some real money.
He did a song with him,
just remixing stuff.
Yeah,
people don't like that Sturgill though,
the more worldly Sturgill.
They don't like the one that's kind of out there on the fray, you know, a little experimenting.
I didn't fully love Johnny Blue Skies when I first heard it, but then the more I listen to it, it's like, yeah, man, I don't know that he can put out bad music. But he doesn't put out a lot, so these people who run with EPs all the time, and they'll throw them out on YouTube and see how the reaction is, and if it's good, then they'll put it on their Spotify or their iTunes. Otherwise, they'll just can it. Then they'll call it a mixtape.
There's too much content going around. I mean, look, comedians... They all think now they have to subscribe to the Carlin. I got to do a whole new hour a year. Got to have new material.
I mean, you should. Now, with a concert, if you go and do the same set of songs, pacing, like if you're the Stones, you've got to do your Satisfaction. You got to do your other Rolling Stones. Damn it. Why can't I think of a second Rolling Stones song?
Oh, you got to do your Paint It Black. You got to do Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah. All those. But then you got
to change. To Babylon?
No.
You got to do everything off of that.
Don't do...
Sticky Fingers.
What was the song? What was the one he did with David Bowie? It was Rolling Stone. It was just Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
I can't remember what it is now.
What was it?
Under Pressure.
No.
That was Queen and
this
Bowie,
this was
right?
One that was almost like a Motown song, I thought. Oh, gosh.
I don't want to look
dancing
any of this
in the
up.
Street.
I know. Yes.
Yep.
Dancing in the yes. It was yes. like a yeah. Katrina or a Martha Navratilova song or something. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Anyway. Yeah, I think if you go see a comedian, their set should always be different, at least on that tour.
I know we're in a different time where, you know, we got so much to watch, all the streaming options you get. They can just upload whatever, whenever, but. I also kind of appreciate it, Ron White saying, look, I got a few bits that are just better if they just kind of age over time. Don't want to overshadow them with a whole lot of new stuff.
Well, with him, too, like, it's almost, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, I think with him, Ron White, Tater Salad, like, when in his days of really working, you know, real hungry out on the roads, like, mm-hmm. playing more, doing more, and then he married a woman who, in his own words, like she's his sugar mama, and they just go and live that fancy, awesome lifestyle, and that kind of changes your comedy, I think. So he's probably relying on those older things to keep the edge.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's like you see the way it is when you, like we're talking about with Stern, like once he becomes so wealthy or whatever, like he changed completely, like totally different person. Like that's the day I quit. When somebody says, oh, I can tell, nope, I'm done. Trust me, that ain't going to happen either.
You don't, ain't gonna happen. You a lifer. Yeah.
Try me, Odyssey. Yeah. Give me so much money, you try to change me as a person. Try.
Give you enough to eat.
And not to sound like a pessimist. Yeah, pessimist, but I'm really shocked I'm not seeing, this is so weird, I'm saying this, I'm shocked I'm not seeing violence or protests or looting. Like, I thought there was going to be looting regardless, and I'm glad there's not, yeah. But I'm shocked.
All it's, that extra fencing was, I guess, for nothing.
It's almost like everybody wanted Trump to be president, but you just didn't want to say it.
Is it? It's a real weird election.
I wonder how many people, like, they really went in there, and like the dude yesterday who called in, said his wife would kill him if he knew who he voted for.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if he told her.
That, and I also wonder like how many people really like live that secret agent life where they around their family and friends they like talk all the smack, you know, but then when they go and actually vote they're doing the opposite.
It'd be
a good movie, wouldn't it? Like there's the vote ends in a tie, and there's they this is in the future where they can actually look online and see who did and who didn't vote, and like the biggest fanatic for one particular party didn't go vote, and the nation is watching this guy vote. He's deciding it. Came down to just one. That's like a Twilight Zone episode.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. It is.
It just felt like this is just me speaking. It felt like a three-way race there toward the end. Obviously, Trump won, but it felt like it was Trump, Harris, and then the Democratic Party. They were all three running against each other.
For president? Or you mean like as a whole? Because there's so many different things. It wasn't the grand scheme of things, president, but other things like where you had like Florida with the marijuana law, you know, they had a marijuana and abortion on the ballot along with president of the United States.
Yeah. It just felt issue wise too that it was, they talk about the gender gap and it really kind of came into play as far as I feel like you just had a certain group of people who are like, these are the issues that I really support, but neither candidate is really supporting enough of each other's issues, if that makes sense. They're talking about, you know, like, okay, I guess straight up, I feel like Kamala was more of the, you know, her platform was reproductive rights, and that was a big one, and it strikes big with women, as it should. But, you know, Trump on the other side is more so immigration and economy. And I felt like those never crossed over to either side.
Well, you know, I had to dignify this to somebody that I know in like real life, you know, outside of not just a listener, because they were asking me like, what are your
honest
not opinions. In a not in an argumentative way, like what's your main reasons for it? And I was like, well, I said, I've always been one to say that I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we give people in prison free college educations. I said, I sure as hell don't want to give them free sex changes. I don't want to give them to people out. If Joe Blow, sorry, bad term there, but if Joe Sixpack walked in there and says, man, I want to be a woman now, I don't want to pay for his either. I don't.
Well,
I mean, I don't. Sorry. That's a stupid platform.
Yeah, the whole prison thing is weird in general. As far as like the point of it is to keep those people away from us, right? You keep them locked up. So what you doing there? Like I'm talking about education and rehabilitating prisoners.
Right.
It seems like okay, whatever goes on goes on.
Like I was saying earlier,
but that seems extreme. The whole sex change thing.
It does, but I think that the voting came down to people looking at it from through a different lens of it all goes back to am I better now than then?
And then 4 years ago.
And if that person that is on that same side says I wouldn't do anything different, that tells me that there won't be anything different, so it won't be any better. But I also think that Americans, as we age, I mean, obviously, every day everyone gets older, but we are getting sick and tired of paying for everybody else. And it's no longer just the rich and wealthy or just the very poor. It's the immigrants. It's the sex change stuff. It's the prison getting college. No. We are working because one day we would like to get Social Security. We'd like to have a retirement. We don't want to be told by the Fed, we've decided we're not going to print any more money and we're going to take care of every person who comes in this country. We're going to give them this debit card. We're going to give them a Nintendo Twitch. We're going to move them into no more sanctuary cities. No more. Ridiculous. And yeah, I do think there is a not that there's a secret agent thing, but it's like the thing I talked about in one of the conspiracy mysteries that there is a CIA operation where they were literally trying to crumble the economy of America just to get what they called an even playing field for everybody. That's called a great reset. You don't want that. You don't.
Man.
But I mean, as you said, you want people to come into the country, and many people that do it the right way and they become citizens. It's not fair.
Even if you do it the right way, is there a certain point where you kind of full?
Yeah. I mean,
just
like,
resource-wise.
For real. It's like if.
But do we know
if we
how many
start
people
doing Rise Guys cruises again, and it only holds so many?
God, please do them.
They're not going to say, "Well, there's still 100 more people here. We feel bad about leaving them. They listen to the show. They want to come on and party with
they
you."
They love
guys.
The show.
They want to be one of the maybe dead people that end up on this cruise ship.
And the people that become American citizens and they're proud of it. They're no longer, you know.
You know what the cruise ship captain would say? He'd say, "We don't have enough food for the other 100 people. We don't have enough bathrooms. We don't have enough cabins." Well, we could take them in and do that, but then there's no growth to that ship because everybody's pushed in together. Nobody wants to be where they're at. It's supposed to be a nice time. We're enjoying life, food, 24 hours a day, pools, movie theaters, all this stuff, but everybody's crammed. It ain't fun.
Makes it seem like, you know, with all this sex change, how that comes up and the, like, is that
you
a big issue?
Do it if you want to do it. If you want to pay for that for the rest of your life, like it's a subscription that you can never not pay for anymore, go for it. I don't want to pay for it, especially if you, again, committed a crime or not, I don't want to pay for it. I'd rather pay for some kid busting his ass whose parents didn't have college education than or money for him to go to college than for somebody who went and did a bunch of awful things. We want to rehabilitate them. What about the ones who kept it on the straight and narrow? Why they were not ever? I should have ended up in jail, considering where I was born. Like, I mean, I should, like,
that's
most
true.
Did. Like,
it's very true.
You can't. You know.
Lock his ass up.
No, it's just.
Talk about you.
No, it's. I mean, everybody can probably say that. Like, there's stuff where, you know, if you hadn't moved from a certain area or whatever, like, God, that was the best thing that ever happened. The best thing that ever happened.
Just, it's going to be so many issues as we keep going. It's just going to be so much stuff.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting your fellow countrymen or countrywoman, country person, to flourish. Because if they do well, they will go spend money in town. Taxes will go down. If we overcharge or we charge the hell out of tariffs for trade coming in from other countries, you won't be able to order your $3 dressers from Temu anymore. But guess what? You can go down to Linda's place where she makes them here in America. You're going to pay more for it, but Linda's going to spend her money in this country.
But the supply chain shortage and all the high stuff at the grocery store did it to America, you know, ran everything up, or we're spending so much money on food that you can't give your kids the right nutrition these days.
Well, you know, we're to see a change, so let's see it. Let's see it.
I was going to vote for the first person that said hamburger meat, to be honest with you. When they kept talking about, you know, ground beef, I was like, say it. Somebody say it.
No one first has person. The gall to say hamburger meat. All right, we will break here. We will come back. We don't have to keep talking about it. I mean, it's you know, there's not going to be a change in the guard for a couple more months anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to
stay alive, Joe. Stay alive, please.
You got to live in the moment, right? You got to work it in.
And, like, for real. Y'all take care of Joe. Keep him alive and Diddy as well.
Diddy?
Yeah. Because anybody that endorsed Kamala, it was on his list. You know, that's what that was about.
Yeah, but Diddy, you just want to see, like, who are you about to blow the whistle on?
I know. I don't want that mystery. Do I care about, he's done all these bad things. I don't care about his life. It isn't like he's going to hell. Like, there's no question. I mean, on his deathbed, he can ask for whatever, but I don't want him going the way of Epstein, where yet again, a bunch of people get away from knowing what really happened.
Yeah.
Because he didn't kill himself.
There were people.
Neither
that
did
were,
Einstein.
There were people locked up on that same block that said it'd be very hard for him to do that to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you like the Mulaney bit? His name was Harvey Epstein.
Is that real?
No, he was just...
Oh, okay. Because that would really, really suck. I mean, that would be the worst. But I don't know. What happened in North Carolina? It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So how are you guys doing?
You're right.
Who are you?
I'm Evelyn. How are you?
What did you just say?
Evelyn.
What are you trying to tell me?
What you trying to tell me, dude?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So how good looking are you?
Who is it?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced.
I bet you are.
Tell me about the fake boobs.
Fake boobs.
So how good looking are you?
I'm blonde, tall.
Are you gay? Are you
gay?
Thinking about getting a penis enlargement?
Who is this?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. We have a report that the young man says that you rubbed his chest and his bum.
I hear you.
I'm a playboy.
I hear you.
Do you feel dirty? Do you feel cheap?
No, I don't.
I know that you're a whore.
Who's a whore?
You send harassing emails from fake accounts.
Well, you go to hell and don't call this number back, you know, how are you yourself.
Are you gay?
No.
You crazy bitch, I'm going to take you down.
You're crazy, you know what?
You don't have the balls.
You the one that ain't got the balls.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
I don't know who in the hell you think you are, but you can go get screwed, tattooed.
Jeremy.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.